Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, After Buzzers. Before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Good evening, everyone, our Real Housewives of Orange County fans. We are here tonight to break down episode 19 of season 9, reunion part 1. With me tonight, my scary, angry co-hosts.
Maybe not so angry.
The viewers might believe it, just like Shannon said.
So who do we have here? Introduce yourselves.
Hey, guys, I'm Sterling Cates.
Hi, I'm April Wissenhant.
And let's get into this reunion. There was a lot of, like, random stuff that came up. We want to get into our topics, but there's a lot of smaller things that came up. They touched base with different people, checked up on things, called people out.
Yeah.
So what were a few, quickly, a few things that we kind of, like, caught that were, like, extras?
Fun facts.
Yeah.
Lizzie dated Nick Lachey.
Who cares?
Pre really and post fact. Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of interesting. Right?
I'm not that interested. Sorry.
I thought he started dating Vanessa, or was that
his now wife?
His now wife, like immediately after Jessica. But I don't know. That seems like so long ago. I can't even remember. But now, obviously, he's moved on, and so is she. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, that kind of makes her a little more relevant.
Yeah. Favorite fun fact of the night was that Shannon's dentist once consulted a psychic and said that she apparently saved a nation at one point. So that he put the jewels in her teeth for free?
Yeah,
that was
kind
of weird.
I like it, though.
Oh, I do, too.
Yeah. Heather has bangs.
Yeah.
So. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really riveting stuff.
Right. I don't know. I thought it was interesting that Tamara's made the trip out to Oklahoma 7 times in 3 months.
Yeah.
That's her, for sure.
Well, I mean, it's understandable, though, because Brianna just had the baby, so it kind of makes sense that she'd be back and forth so much.
Right. And Shannon's house is on the market for 13. Who knows?
4.9.
Yeah, I thought it was 13.8. I think I reported that news and gossip. Yeah. So someone's wrong.
Well, she said, I don't even know, but I think it's 13.49.
Yeah.
I think when you're dealing with that much money, you know, the 0.49, 0.8 doesn't.
Whatever.
Really
yeah. But what's interesting is Andy asked her that, but Vicky's house has been on the market for a while as well, and they didn't reference that.
Yeah.
So.
And then, what was the other one? Oh, well, Ryan, Tamara's son, pushed their wedding back because now his now fiance is pregnant.
They're having a baby.
Yeah. Did you think she seemed excited about that?
She
still seemed pretty bitter about it.
She doesn't know what's going on. I mean, she didn't really know about the wedding. She's like, I don't know. They haven't told me. That's your son's wedding. Like, you don't have a clue.
Well, I think that's what she's mad about is that they're not including her.
I would be so mad if I was her.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I wonder what she's going to be called, though, as a grandma. Of course, she's not going to be called, like, grandma or grandmother. She's probably going to be, like, what glamma, like, Nene is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was kind of it for a lot of small stuff. I like that stuff, though, like, especially when they showed how many times that Shannon refers to Heather as Heather Dubrow. Like, I like little things like that. I miss that. You know, I feel like I watched that show closely, and I miss that. But that's kind of, like, I don't know, something I can relate to, because I always call people by their full names. So yeah, right. Maybe. Who knows? One of the more interesting topics that we can get into is back to Brooks. Brooks is kind of now like a tentpole at these reunions. Mm-hmm. We know that Tamra's not interested in really accepting Brooks and Vicky as a couple.
Right.
And then last season, which I was surprised that was last season when that information came out about the tape. I feel like that was a while back, yeah, where Brianna got involved with the hearing the tape that Brooks recommended that her now husband should beat her or something like, yeah, that. That seemed like a while ago, and they really haven't played that out in the season until now. Did you catch that?
Definitely. I feel like it was like a few seasons ago that it even happened. Yeah. Of course, naturally, Brianna would not be over it. I would not get over right, something like that, no, of course. But yeah, it's kind of weird that it's coming out again. I mean, I guess it's, yeah, not an issue that's going away, obviously, but...
Right.
Well, obviously, it seems like it's still a pretty big issue in Vicky's life, and since she is the main person on this show, I feel like they're going to have to keep talking about it until it's resolved. Mm-hmm. And she even said that... Okay, she calls her Brianna, but Andy calls her Brianna, so now I'm, like, second-guessing what I'm saying. I'm going to go with the mom, obviously, yeah, on this, yeah, one. And Brooke said Brianna, too, so I'm going to say Brianna.
That's what I've been doing all
but
season.
But Andy
the
keeps
mother.
Throwing me off, because, yeah, he always says Brianna. But anyways, so she still has no interest in meeting with Brooks and kind of patching things over. Nah. So I think that's probably why we keep hearing about it over and over.
Right, mm-hmm, right. And I mean, like, they just want to come to, like, common ground, I guess, that, well, Vicky's dream is that they'll just say we both want the same thing. But, I mean, when do you come to the conclusion that that's just not going to happen? She's, yeah, holding, mm-hmm, out for it. Now that Brianna has she's removed, she's literally removed herself from the situation where she really has to, like, never see Brooks. I mean, it's, right, never going to fix itself. And it doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. It really, yeah, doesn't need to. I don't really know. I say this like every week. I don't know Brooks, but I just don't think he's that great of a person to, right, keep around. Especially if your kids are divided about it. She gave him that hall pass, but I don't know. That to me would just, like, kill it.
Yeah.
Would you accept it?
I agreed. No, well, that for me, no. What that they said happened in that voicemail was very disgusting, very, mm-hmm, gross thing to say. But at the same time, you know, I'm not Vicky. I don't know what her relationship is like with Brooks behind closed, yeah, doors. Like, I don't know anything about that. So I, you know, can't, yeah, be the one to comment on it. But if it were me, someone saying that about me, I just don't know if I would ever be able to really move past that.
Right.
I think clearly Brooks has to be doing something right. Because, yeah, Vicky doesn't seem like the type of person who would just easily forgive that, especially, mm-hmm, when it comes to someone as important, yeah, to her as her daughter. But at the same time, I absolutely 100% think totally disgusting, terrible, really probably should not be forgiven. But at the same time, if Vicky is choosing to forgive him, then that's her business. And who's to say just because, you know, we wouldn't forgive him for it that she shouldn't?
Yeah.
But at the same time, she should also understand that it doesn't mean that anyone else has to forgive him,
right,
for that.
Right, right. I mean, yeah, her daughter was a victim of, like, child abuse. Mm-hmm. So as a mother, like, you know, that didn't even need to come out. We didn't even need to know that. But as a mother of a daughter that you're so close with, doesn't matter if you are or not, but if they're a victim of that and you're hearing that, like, that to me is really, like, almost unforgivable in that sense, yeah, that you would continue to keep someone like that around who has threatened, you know, me, Vicky's, mm-hmm, daughter in this case,
yeah,
you know, it has threatened that person in any sense of the word.
Right. Yeah.
It's just so unnecessary. Now, what was interesting, here we go with lying Tamra.
Oh.
She claims that on the tape that Brooks recommended to Brianna's husband that she should hit her, and then that there was something about calling her a whore.
Yeah.
You should call her. And then it came back like 5 minutes later, and then Tamra said that, well, you just told me that Brooks was, because Tamra was going towards Vicky, mm-hmm, and Tamra said that Brooks called her a whore and that, you know, that he should hit her or beat her or something. So it was the same story from the tape a year ago,
yeah,
to then what's supposed to be happening recently. So, yeah, I don't believe Tamra in that sense at all, because you just said that 5 minutes ago with the tape. So, yeah, he's supposed to be calling and doing the same actions towards you in person. It just didn't add up. Did you get it?
I thought she was still talking about the voicemail from, yeah, last season or whenever it was. I thought she was still talking about that.
I think at that point in the conversation, they were, like, more in the present.
Oh.
I don't know. I thought they were talking about the tape, too.
Yeah, well, Vicky said it's only happened one time, which, I mean, you know, one time. It's not.
You might be right about that.
It's not, you know. Even Vicky is saying that this is not acceptable. This is not good behavior. But it happened one time. He's never actually laid hand on me.
Okay.
All this stuff. And so she was forgiving him for that comment. And even though she does understand, like, that it was. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe unforgivable.
See, my perception was that he said that to Brianna's husband, and he said the same thing to Vicky.
I think that's why it didn't add up to me. Yeah, okay. I mean, Tamara was just kind of yelling at that point. She was screaming. Okay. Yeah. But I want to, like, Tamara is very entitled to have her own opinion, especially on something that, you know, if my friend was dating someone who left that voicemail, I would, you know, obviously go into full defense,
right?
Like, mode. But she is very entitled to her own opinion on this matter. But if she's going to say that she's going to support Vicky, she needs to support Vicky. She doesn't need to, you know, say to Vicky she'll support her, but then still talk about her behind her back. Mm-hmm. She needs to, like Heather said, pick a lane or whatever. Yeah. Decide if you're going to be someone's friend and then be it.
Yeah.
But see, one of the things that stood out to me the most whenever they were talking about this is how, you know, it was so, Vicky got so upset whenever they were in Bali because the girls were like, by the way, Tamara still talks bad about Brooke. She says this and this and this.
Yeah.
But then tonight, everyone agreed. All she said was that he was a bad guy. Yeah. Even Lizzie was like, all I said was that she said he was a bad guy. And so it still brings me back to the whole point of, she didn't really say that much. That was wrong.
Yeah, I think she's entitled to say he's a bad guy if that's her perception of it. You know, she doesn't have to like this guy.
Right.
But she is very much can have her own opinion, especially when she's heard that terrible message.
Yeah, we didn't see this season her ever go to a restaurant with another housewife and just Brooks bash.
No.
You know, we didn't see her go above and out of her way to, you know, hate on this guy.
Right.
It was a remark, so why Vicky is so angry at this is too much.
Well, we talked about this when they were in Bali about how we don't know why Vicky got so upset.
Yeah.
She was crying, and they never really brought it up at dinner.
No.
So it was kind of like out of left field that she got so emotional about it. But at the same time, this is something that's really big in her life. And if Tamara says she's going to support you, you want to feel like you're supported and that she's still not talking behind your back.
Right.
Definitely.
Can anyone win in this? I mean, where does it go? Where do you see any of this going? I don't think it's going to go anywhere, personally.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone just kind of, everyone else that's not involved in it, aka everyone that's not Vicky or Brooks, just kind of needs to stay out of it. Vicky's going to, like she said, she kind of, if she gets hurt, the only person whose fault it is hers. It's not Brianna's fault. It's not Tamara's fault. And so she's 100% making this decision on her own, and she knows that.
The hardest part about that to me is, though, that you can't... Okay, so someone doesn't like your boyfriend, whatever, yada, yada, yada. You can't ever have that real, like, genuine, sincere friendship without talking about your boyfriend, you know? Because from here on out, it's... Let's say her... Obviously, other stuff is going on with Vicky and Tamara right now, of course, but let's say they make up. She can't go, you know, Brooks does something stupid, they get into a fight. She can't say, Brooks did this to me, because she's going to think Tamara's going to say something about it. So it's just so, like, everyone can support her and whatever, but it's just so disingenuous.
That's a great point,
It's sad to me that she can't even have that conversation with Brianna, because that's your family. Mm. That's someone who's going to be there, whether Real Housewives of Orange County is a show or not.
Yeah.
And it's just sad that she can't talk about something that's so personal to her with someone like Brianna, who she is so close with and has a really great relationship. And it seems like they're on a great page as long as they're not discussing Brooks.
Right, right. I think the true test to this would be if the Real Housewives went away from Vicky and to see what Brooks would do.
Mm-hmm,
that's how you can tell if he's an opportunist or whatever they call him.
But
I don't think that's going to happen. And I hope Vicky doesn't go anywhere. I know
definitely.
Nothing. I don't think she's going to. But, I mean, that's the only real way, is if you kind of remove those bits.
The glitz and glamour of it.
And then
you
see what's left and if they hang out for it.
Right.
But, I mean, we'll never know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the next topic that we can get into is everything surrounding Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of getting a little tired. I feel like the apologies have just been like going back and forth now, and who's accepting it and who isn't, and who's real with their apology, who doesn't want to hear it, who still needs an apology. I can't keep track.
Yeah, I mean, looking back on this season, it's been a lot of, you know, the Shannon and Heather drama, whether it's mm-hmm. David and Terry or if it's just Shannon and Heather having a riff or whatever it is. But I feel like, but everything that's happened, Shannon has always apologized. Mm-hmm. She can't do anything more than that. She can't rewind the episode and delete what she did. Yeah. Like, it happened. She's apologized. And she's always apologized whether she thought she was right or not. Yeah. I kind of got that. Yeah. She'd be like, I'm sorry, but I feel like Heather never really gave any genuine apologies until she did own up to some things tonight, which was really good for me to see that she was like, well, you know, maybe some of these things were a lot bigger in my head than they actually right. are. She kind of said that she blew things out of proportion, like even the whole chair thing and right. that, like, she didn't come out screaming right. and, like, kind of, but I mean, that's kind of great about, the great thing about reality TV is that you can look back on it and be like, oh, yeah. I was wrong about that. You know, yeah, there are things in my life where I'm like, maybe, I don't know if that was out of proportion or not, because I can't look back on it.
Exactly. With regards to the word yelling, which we brought up, like, she constantly kept saying Shannon was yelling at her. She kind of fluffed that off real easily and said it was a misfortunate choice of words.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is, like, the easiest thing.
Say easy way out.
Well, I wrote that down, too. But the thing about that was funny for me is that she said misfortunate choice of words. But that's coming from Heather, who's, like, the biggest, like, grammar police, yeah. always is commenting on people's vocabulary. Right. Like, she chooses her words very wisely. And most of the time to make people seem dumber than she is. So the fact that she's saying that she had a misfortunate choice of words was... That was funny to me because it wasn't, because she very carefully knew what she was saying.
Right. I think when Heather said, whenever she said the misfortunate choice of words, she was like, it wasn't about the decibel of your voice, it was about the tone. Okay, there have definitely been situations where I've been like, you know, so it just because I'm speaking at this voice, but I'm speaking like this, you know, you do feel somewhat yelled at even if someone's decibel wasn't at that level.
Yeah.
I think... Obviously, she was wrong in saying that she yelled. She admitted that it was wrong. Misfortunate choice of words, for sure the easy way out.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, I think there are definitely situations where people can feel yelled at, but maybe they necessarily weren't exactly yelled at.
Right.
Yeah.
I can understand exactly where Shannon's coming from, because I rewatched one of the clips tonight at the Christmas party, and I can tell... I can understand why Shannon spoke so, like, she was like, friggin', which is like, ooh, big deal. But she was really, like you were saying, like, very direct in the way she was coming across. Because on the reverse side of that, you have Heather, who is, like staring into this girl's face.
With daggers.
Very intimidating, and listening and picking apart every word before Shannon can even finish her sentence. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when you are finally get it up, you know, you can finally get that courage to, like, you know, just speak your mind and you're putting your true, authentic self out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the person isn't even listening to you. They're just picking apart the words. Like, then you're going to get angry and you're going to get really direct. I mean, that's happened to me so many times.
Yeah.
So I just feel like Shannon just did the best she could do.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her. I don't think, really, and maybe I'm a huge apologist for her, but I just feel like Shannon didn't do anything wrong this season that I wouldn't have done.
Right. And the thing about that is even they showed the flashback a couple of times this episode, and then when it actually happened in the season, about the whole chair incident at Javier's or whatever, wherever it was. But, like, they've played it back so many times, and Shannon never really did anything there.
No.
So I don't even know what the whole...
Yeah, I mean,
like, she was just kind of like, oh, who's in my chair? It wasn't like it wasn't a huge fiasco by any means, at least from the clips they're showing back.
Right. I think that the chair thing, just even when it aired originally, just kind of went over my head because I was like, this is literally the dumbest thing that ever happened in Housewives history, and that's saying a lot, obviously. But I think that, you know, Heather saying tonight, it was a bigger deal to me than it actually was at the time. I was feeling this way. You know, I feel like everyone's felt left out or, you know, aside from your friends at some point in your life. So, obviously, she made it a much bigger deal. Shannon really didn't do anything. So, I think it was big of her to say that that it was a bigger deal to her than it actually was.
Yeah. And if her feeling isolated or whatever it was from Tamara and Vicky, which is what she said was kind of the root of the problem.
Yep.
If that was the root of the problem, she should have just brought it up to them and kind of figured it out, rather than continuing this riff with Shannon this whole season. Like, okay, if that's not the problem, then what is? And let's take care of it.
Right. I really think it just boils down to Heather probably doesn't like Shannon.
Yeah.
Just because you meet someone, you're put into a group with someone, doesn't mean you are automatically going to like them or you're ever going to like them.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, you need to respect them, be, you know, peaceful, be nice, but I think it just kind of boils down to she maybe doesn't like Shannon all that much, and so little things kind of, like, nitpick with her.
Yeah.
But just kind of be upfront. I mean, maybe she does, and they've had just too many riffs at this point, but it's like, I don't know.
It kind of sounded to me like she was a little nervous that Shannon was just going to come in and kind of take her place with, A, the show, and B, with Tamara and Vicky, and I think she might have felt a little, like, threatened by Shannon's presence and how well she did connect with Vicky and Aunt Tamara.
Right.
So. Is Shannon a sad soul?
No, that was so mean.
I don't think so at all.
Like, that definitely was a very sad time in her life, sad moment. But to even sit there and tell her that she's a sad soul now, or she was just like, you are a sad soul.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, that was a little far.
Yeah, and does she have a drinking problem? We discussed this, Sterling, for a couple episodes, but what do you think?
That is one of the most frustrating things for me, for Tamara to sit there and just kind of point a finger at Shannon for having a drinking problem. A, because that is such a serious topic. You can't just go around calling people an alcoholics.
No.
Because, I mean, there are people who are really seriously dealing with, you know, that as a very, you know, real thing. And so, and for someone like Tamara, who has admitted on the show several times that she blacks out a lot when she drinks and, you know, all this stuff, and is unable to know how much to drink because she doesn't know when she'll remember and when she won't. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't go around telling other people they have a drinking problem when you're obviously kind of maybe doing that yourself. But she seems to be in denial about some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
I think just because Shannon for sure had too much to drink at Lucy's party, she can say she remembers every single bit of it. But I even said earlier, I'm like, if I was her, I would not want to remember that night.
Yeah.
But at the same, like, I think she clearly had too much to drink and it just all went to this level when it should have been here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That in no way, shape, or form means that she does have an actual drinking problem.
Yeah.
And if she does, then national TV on a reunion show is not the place to discuss it.
No.
But also to me, that night at Lizzie's, I don't know if it was so much that she had too much to drink, but it was kind of like that breaking point for Shannon.
Yeah,
because all of these things that happened, the take the door comment came out, she can see Tamara kind of stirring up all this stuff, she's still being asked to be apologize and all this stuff. Like, it's just all of it again and again and again. And she really has never stood up for herself. And I think that was kind of her breaking point. Like, I can't believe you guys think I'm crazy, like, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I've said this when that episode aired. Tamara seemed like the crazy one that episode because she was yelling. It was like her screeching made me feel like she was in real danger.
Nobody called that
out. And Shannon
out.
Wasn't even doing anything.
Nobody called that out when she was like had her hands all over
Shannon.
She was grabbing
Shannon.
Controlling
was,
her. Like, no one called that out.
Yeah.
She was equally drinking.
That's going to drive you that much more insane if you are already at a moment where you're just past your breaking point, kind of freaking out a little bit, and then someone else is like,
if I was
calm
in your face,
down.
Yeah.
Like, don't do this. That's going to make it that much worse.
If you put your hands on someone's shoulders, it doesn't matter if you're drinking a stone sober. That's too much.
Yeah.
It's too controlling. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
You can't get rid of those people.
Yeah.
You have to, like, get them off of you. Like I said in our after show previously, I would have shoved her right off of me. It would have been worse, but I can't have that.
Yeah. So, I know I'm defending Shannon a lot right now, and I'm probably going to get some comments about
that.
But I got to say, like, the other part of that, what I thought she said in this reunion show that was so true is that we did see Heather, in whether it was in her confessionals or her talking to someone else, she did say over and over again, using the same words, that that she thought that Shannon is like scary, crazy, like does her little like twitch, like all that kind of stuff she said over and over again this whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shannon did have a good point about, like, when you do say that over and over, it does make us as viewers like, oh, well, maybe she is kind of crazy because,
you
know,
if
she keeps bringing it up, then obviously it's a huge problem. But I don't think Shannon is this, like, crazy green Martian girl.
What's so funny is I just had a major flashback to last season's reunion specifically when Heather, I forget who she was speaking to, but she said specifically, just because you keep saying it out loud doesn't make it true. Yeah. I think she was talking to Gretchen. But
probably.
It's just funny that this is kind of coming back, except the opposite right now. Yeah. Because I feel like she was a little bit trying to make Shannon out to be the crazy person. And she does. Shannon's a little weird. She's a little off. Like, but I like that
about
her.
She has her quirks, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think she fits in great. And I enjoyed her this season more than I did Heather. So just saying. I want to ask something. Maybe you two caught it. But I don't think I ever heard Heather apologize for spreading the email gossip around Newport Beach.
No.
She apologized for a lot of stuff, but I don't think she ever... She said the only thing that she acknowledged tonight was they said, you spread it all over Orange County, and she said Newport Beach. So that was about it. And that's like the most damaging thing of all. And she, I don't think I've heard her apologize for that. She said that it was to like a small group of people, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
She's apologized for talking about the email. She said she was sorry that she shouldn't have said it. She did that in a previous episode, and Shannon said she
Yeah, but not it. Tonight,
she, well,
though.
No, tonight she
Well,
didn't.
Tonight she was like... I feel like she kind of did.
Really? No, maybe I missed it.
All in one.
I think I missed it.
I think she felt bad about it because that was one of the things she didn't really get too defensive about. Like, I think she was like, I don't really spread stuff, but it was in a setting that I didn't think was, you know,
right,
going to be a big, big issue. But it did. Okay. I think she, I don't know.
Going, this is so.
Our commenters will let us know. They will let me correct us for sure.
Well, I feel like if she had done that, I would have definitely written it down. Like if she had said, "I am sorry." Mm-hmm. So there's so many ways that she probably went about that I got that impression.
Right. I just feel like there was a lot of apologies and that kind of, which created a huge issue. Right.
Yeah.
Really wasn't ever really called out tonight, but in the past, now.
Well, it kind of transitioned because they were like, the person who wrote the question that he asked was like, do you blame Tamara? And at that point, it's kind of the blame's off Heather at that point because Shannon did say, yes, I do blame Tamara for that whole situation.
Which I don't think makes sense. But, I mean, obviously it's Tamara's fault because Tamara repeated it's Heather. But I kind of go back to the you're my best friend thing. No, it wasn't Tamara's business to share. Maybe if she wanted to share it with Heather, it's a thing to do off camera, even though it's not her business. But it's not, I mean, it's not, it's Tamara's fault for starting that initially, yes, but it's not Tamara's fault for telling anyone else.
No.
Which I guess maybe it would have been completely her fault because obviously it would have come out on camera later.
Yeah.
But,
well, Shannon was like, there's one person in this world who knows about this, and that's Tamara. So I know that she is kind of the root of this problem. Mm-hmm. But Tamara keeps saying, well, Heather and I were making up, so she kind of was arming her with information. Like, you know, and as your best friend, now I'll give you some inside scoop. But, like, I don't know. It's just...
Well, after the email, we saw that Shannon ran over and talked with Heather at her house. They confronted each other. And Shannon said tonight that that was one of the hardest nights of her life. Mm-hmm. And Heather said that she doesn't want an apology for having Shannon storm the gates of her house. But she just wanted to be able to explain where she was coming from. It didn't seem like Heather wanted to talk at all in those scenes. It seemed like she just wanted to get Shannon out of her house and away from her.
Right, like when it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what she was talking about whenever she said she just wanted to explain herself, it was about all of the arguments after, because Shannon was like, I apologize, and this kept coming up. And Heather said, it wasn't about me wanting another apology. It was about me explaining where I was coming from.
But she's
then,
explained
of course, she backtracked
it so
later.
Well, she's explained it so many times. Like, we get it. We get both of your perspectives. Like, and we said this during the season. Okay, we apologize. We decided if something comes up in the future, we'll talk about it or whatever.
Right,
and then
they
never did that. And they just kept bringing it up. And it just got... pretty old.
There apparently was very little to talk about on this season of The Real Housewives.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So Shannon and Heather, can we put those two to bed for the season?
Yeah. Yes, please.
I don't think there's anything further to discuss. Whether who apologized for what, who cares?
I hope they've ended it. I hope they've squashed it.
Yeah.
Everyone's apologized for everything. I think, like, there's a list, apology check.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I just hope it's done.
The one thing we didn't cover, we got a little bit more, is now the husbands. So Terry and David, so it kind of is a little bit more of the same business. But these two, I thought when they came out that they were just going to sit there and kind of be like, you know what? Like, we both kind of put it past us. Like, whatever. Like, it was months ago. Like, Terry is on to other things. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, even David kind of paid him a compliment that he was trying to keep up with Terry and his weight loss. So I was like, okay, that's nice. Maybe these guys are, like, kind of, like, leveled the playing field a little bit. But we were kind of right back to it. And it was more along the lines of the comment that was made at this groundbreaking party. But I was so glad because Andy said what I've been yelling all season. Mm-hmm. It's like, what about Eddie's comment? Right. Eddie made an equally sexual comment. But the Bedore's doing that twisted little thing. Yeah. They said, well, he's a friend. We've known Eddie for years. And he was talking about us. Yeah, he's right. About our relationship. Well, I'm like, right. Not really.
Well, what Terry said about it was, he said he didn't hear David's comment or Eddie's comment at the time, but he, again, watched it in the tapes, and, like, then he got mad about it months later.
I learned that tonight. I thought he heard David say the comment the entire time and had just been angry about it.
Right. Well, we talked about that in one of the Bali episodes when it got brought up, that, you know, why didn't Terry bring this up later? Why are we seeing this so long? But I guess he had just seen the episode or whatever.
He had picked up on it. Yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't a huge deal. And if you're going to be mad at David about it, you've got to be mad at Eddie about it because it was equally as inappropriate. Yeah.
And you notice Tamara didn't say a word. Yeah. She didn't get involved in that at all.
What was crazy to me is Terry goes, I lost 2 months of sleep. Terry, you did not lose two months of sleep over this
one. You didn't even know about it until recently. It couldn't have been that bad.
And if he did, then, oh, gosh, get this man a sleeping pill. Yeah. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous. And I don't believe that for even a second. But it's just, you know, trying to bring up the drama, trying to...
Yeah. And he, like, carried Vicky in. He's like, you wound me up. You were telling me that he was making flirtatious comments to you and that he's just, like, he's flirting with all the women. And, like, I don't really, I didn't realize David was such a flirt.
Yeah, they
did
never
you?
Show that really on camera. Except at that hoedown, remember he was, like, taking shots or whatever with someone. Right. Or was it Vicky? I don't even remember.
I think it was.
But,
Vicky,
I mean, I think he just drinks and he has good time. And he said he had a good relationship with Vicky, so they kind of banter and they, you know, probably say inappropriate things to each other, which is disrespectful to
you
Shannon.
You find it disrespectful, yeah.
Well, if I were Shannon, I would probably, you know, that probably wouldn't fly as much to me.
I think
it's inappropriate to ask your wife's friend what color bra she's wearing. Yeah. Like, that's a little much.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that does that.
That's the part that got me, is because the whole time I was sitting there about to defend David and be like, it's a little flirting is okay, especially when it's between,
like, it's
you
a
know,
playful,
friends,
like, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people can take it too seriously. Like, the comment, I think, was taken too seriously. But whenever Vicky was like, come on, you were asking me, like, what color my bra is, or the touch my underwear thing, that's way over the line.
I think a little flirting is okay if you are comfortable in your marriage and if things are good. But when you've got, you know, a week previous, you've sent an email that you want to move out, and then, like, next week, you're like, what kind of underwear are you wearing? Just saying.
His reasoning for asking her about her bra was because she got dressed at their house before the hoedown. I was like, how is that even an excuse for that? I just found it kind of funny. Like, I don't think... It didn't seem to bother Shannon too much, but again, she probably is not vocalizing her frustration with it as much as she probably is.
Tonight, I thought she looked clearly uncomfortable. I mean, she was just sitting there kind of, like, staring off in space.
Well, I would be uncomfortable, too, if that was all happening.
Yeah.
And everyone's talking about how hot your husband is and all this stuff.
Yeah. I feel like that lasted,
he
like,
loved
a minute
that,
too long.
Yeah.
Shannon was sitting there, like, grimacing, not, you know, trying not to make any face, but he's just sitting there, like... I'm hot.
These two couples kind of ended at a stalemate, and they both apologized to the Jabros.
Yeah.
About, even David was like, I apologize. He already did, and he did it again, which is gracious of him, I think, because, I mean, you know, how many times do you have to say it?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it still keeps getting brought up, so they're not accepting of it. And they just kind of stared at each other, and my question was, like, what do the Jabros want?
Right.
What do they want from the Bedores?
That's exactly what Shannon is wondering.
Whenever Terry said, or I forget if he or Heather said it first, but whenever they were like, we kind of thought it to be a little bit, like, grandstandish.
Yeah.
That made a little sense to me, because I get it, even though I fully believe that he was completely sincere with the apology, it made a little sense to why they would be like, because he was just, like, bringing it up in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I think he proved tonight again, like, no, that's not what I meant. Which maybe the guy just has a really good game face, but I fully believe
that. Well, and Terry thought that, he said something about he had heard that David knew about it already and knew that he was upset for a while. But David had just found out when they got back from Bali, because that's when Heather brought it up to Shannon.
Right.
So he didn't know any longer than Terry did. And then as soon as he found out that next night at dinner, he apologized. Mm-hmm. Just what they wanted. So I don't get, you know, why that would even be a...
Heather, take a seat and Terry, get some sleep.
I like it.
Let's get into some news and gossip, shall we?
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So Shannon said in an interview with TheWrap.com that she was so surprised by all the drama that unfolded at the reunion. So it seems that there'll be more to come in the next parts. I believe that there are two. Mm-hmm. Lizzie said that she left hurt. Notice we haven't discussed Lizzie at all this evening.
Who's that?
Notice this is the first time she's coming up.
She's just sitting pretty this episode.
Lizzie said that she left her union hurt. They hit below the belt. Children were attacked. She was attacked. Her body was attacked.
Her body?
And she was just over
it.
Her children were attacked?
I mean, we have yet to see more stuff, but I mean, I don't even think her microphone was on. I mean, I don't see anyone attacking her, really. Yeah. There was one, I made one note about her, that she texted Tamara saying that Shannon was crazy, and then that's when Tamara wrote back that she had, you know, she was, and then I guess that's why Tamara felt comfortable telling Lizzie that she had green Martians around her head, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was, the only involvement this chick had.
And Shannon didn't really address that Lizzie had called her crazy. She was just kind of only focus on Tamara, which makes sense because, again, Tamara's probably putting ideas in Lizzie's head that it's okay to call someone crazy. Not defending Lizzie. I don't know.
I actually think Lizzie made a very important point tonight, but it was just so looked over when she said, I think I said it earlier, but about how Tamara only said that Brooks was a bad guy. Because earlier she had told Tamara or told Vicky and Bali that she had been talking crap about him or whatever she said.
She never really said
anything. She only said he was a bad guy, and she said that tonight. And I mean, if anything, I'm like, good one-liner.
And then they turned her mic pack off.
Heather explains why Terry exploded at David at the Bali dinner. So more along with these lines, and then we're putting this one to bed, I swear. She says, Terry and I have been together for almost 18 years, and I have never seen him speak to another person as he did David at Vicky's party. So not like him. All I can say is Terry never heard David or Eddie yell lewd things to me at the hoedown. We were told repeatedly by a very reliable, source about what David had said, and that they made it sound very bad. That was what Terry was reacting to. So he's reacting to hearsay.
Who told them that David said that?
Says a very reliable source.
I feel like it was Vicky. That's just me thinking. But
even Vicky at the thing was defending David.
Yeah.
But when she said it wasn't inappropriate.
But whenever what's his face? Terry said tonight, he's like, Vicky was riling me up because she was saying this. That's the only person who he's referenced saying something about it.
I thought he was talking
about
the flirting.
He was, he was the only person who, she is the only person who Terry has said something about that.
Right, so they must have talked about they must have talked about the mechanical bull, and then she said that.
Right.
See, I'm wondering if this was someone on production that got him riled up. Listen, you know, I've been logging the tapes, and, you know, did you see the comments that the guys were making? I don't know if you caught that, but, they were calling her all types of names. They were telling her that she has to, get in sexual positions, and, really, it was not good,
crazy,
but it wasn't, totally outrageous.
Exactly.
I mean, it depends. This is my opinion. I mean, obviously you shouldn't be saying that. I would endorse that. It wasn't right. It's not great. I know people will be, all over me for it.
No.
But, I'm sure that there's leeway there for it to make it more outrageous than it was.
Right.
So that's probably what happened.
Just like we keep saying, lighten up.
Yeah.
I said every week, lighten up.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what they want. Well, I am putting that topic to bed taking the Bedouins down. And this is crazy angry. What a scary angry.
Scary angry, yeah.
All
let's
that
never talk about it
away.
Again.
Yeah.
Until next week on the part two.
Speaking of, let's predict, shall we?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
My predictions. What are your predictions?
My predictions are that it's going to go exactly how we think it's going to go.
Yeah.
It's going to be every topic that has been addressed throughout the season is going to come up again. Yep. The same arguments are going to be made. Maybe more apologies will be made, but I doubt it since everyone is saying that they leave hurt and that things are said that are below the belt. I think it's going to get crazy with the Tamra drama.
And Lizzie. I feel like Lizzie's got to do something to get herself so riled up.
That's what I mean. I think it's going to get crazy with everyone, like, pointing everything toward Tamra, but she's going to be, I feel like she is going to be the one that's doing the hitting below the belt.
Well, there was one scene they kind of showed really quickly, and it was Shannon, Vicky, I don't know when this is going to be, but it was Shannon, Vicky, Lizzie, and Heather all on one couch and Tamra on the other, so they were all kind of like facing her, but they showed it for like a brief second, so I don't know if just Heather like couldn't get to her scene time or what happened, but I did see that. I was like, so maybe Tamra does get attacked in that way. I wanted to learn more about if this like rift that we've been hearing about news and gossip between Tamra and Vicky is only about Brooks or if there's something else going on here. Like, I want to hear more about how their relationship is right now, because even she said, Tamra said, I have a better relationship with Brooks right now than I do with you. So that was kind of like, well, there's got to be something going on here.
Previously, Tamra's mentioned that she thought that Vicky was the biggest fake phony friend ever and that she was a backstabber. That was the word she used. So there has to be more to it. And I hope it comes out. I predict that basically Lizzie is going to make it all about her and talk about how hurt that she was by Tamara's comments and that Tamra put her in a bad spot and all this.
Yeah.
And I also predict that Lizzie is going to walk out of the reunion. I think that's what I think. I don't think she's going to be able to handle it for very long. She just kind of like, it's
can't
just too
much. Can't take the
heat. Yeah, that's what I think. So I think they're fresh out of predictions. Yeah. Who knows what they're going to ask? You know, you don't really know the questions and the probing that they're going to really throw at these chicks.
So. I have hopes. I hope that they talk about how Vicky was saying all these bad things about Tamra, but then they never really address it. All throughout the season, Vicky says this, Vicky says watch out for Tamra, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. But yet, Tamra says Brooks is a bad guy, and it's friendship over. So.
Yeah, well, the Tamra show is coming. I think it's going to be like a Tamra sit down, so a little Tamra intervention, maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Where can we find you guys?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at April Wissenhant.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_rants. That'll do it for us. We'll be back with part two of the Real Housewives of Orange County reunion next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.